Bringing the midday workout to a close, but before we do, it is that time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, Jennifer Lopez, she's going to receive the CFDA Fashion Icon Award. She's perfect and she deserves. I have nothing else to say about that. She's beautiful. Chris Brown. I just had to say it. Can we talk about accolades, positivity? Chris Brown. I'm out of breath on them push-ups. Dang, I got to do them a little further apart. Whew.
Breezy.
Okay. So remember the woman that claimed that Chris Brown plied her with drugs like cocaine, molly, and weed before one of his friends allegedly raped her in his house. So she also claimed that he was walking around showing guns and that he carried one on his waist or whatever. I don't even remember that from the first time.
Wow.
So anyway, he agreed to let her and her lawyers inspect the house as part of the investigation. So she'll walk around with her attorneys and his attorneys, and then she'll wait outside while the lawyers and the videographer go in and record.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What does that prove?
I'm not sure, but
I'm sure the guns are removed by now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're giving him, they have 120 days to pick a date. So I don't understand what they're gonna be in there looking for, just so they can show, like, how the story happened, maybe. Because other than that, I don't know what they will be doing. So anyway, Soulja Boy's house was burglarized while he's been in jail. So remember, he's in jail for violating his probation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe he's still there. So the thieves stole over $500,000 worth of jewelry.
What?
They cleaned out the safe in his room and took another $100,000 in cash. Mm. And they stole his phone.
Mm.
So then they got on Big Draco's Instagram to brag about it. It was like five dudes. They look real dusty. They just look, I don't listen. They want to be bingo so bad. Okay.
You could just tell what they want to do.
So, since they were in his phone, they also been hitting up some of Soulja's celebrity friends, telling them that they're his new artist and wants them to like post their music on their pages and stuff like that, like calling them, asking for features, like that's crazy. Right. Like, I was like, why would they steal his phone? Like, you got all the other stuff, but now I understand why they stole his phone, because they thought that he was about to just, you know what I'm saying, go become superstars, I guess. So I mean, Big Draco got some things he got to figure out.
What's the name of this group?
Dumb and Dumber?
I was going to say the same
dumb
thing.
Dumb and Dumber. So the Chicago State Attorney's Office is a joke. Some texts have been leaked of the state attorney Kim's her messages that she sent to her team.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so in these messages, she called Jussie Smollett a washed-up celebrity 2 weeks after, 2 weeks before she dismissed all the charges against him. And in the message, she said, pedophile with four victims, 10 counts, washed-up celeb who lied to cops, 16. Basically comparing R. Kelly to Jussie, because you know they're handling R. Kelly's case out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, yeah, like, why would he get a harsher charges than R. Kelly or whatever? So, R. Kelly's legal team thinks that her calling him a pedo before he's given a fair trial showed that her office is dysfunctional because R. Kelly hasn't been convicted. He said her personal bias affects that she, how she characterizes R. Kelly's case, leaving those messages. I mean, I feel like leaving those messages was dysfunctional. Like, I don't know. So, that's just a hot-ass mess. Kim Fox, girl. Like, this is the screenshot age.
Watch how this plays out.
This is about to be... You think R. Kelly's going to get off?
Watch how
they're
this plays out.
They're finding so many little technicalities on this.
Watch.
Like, he's going to be able to... Like, there's no comma in this. Like, R. Kelly should be free. Like, and it's probably going to work.
Just watch how it plays out.
So, anyways, my wig's still down, y'all. Because Beyonce dropped the Homecoming documentary last night on Netflix, honey.
What?
And let me tell you, I didn't even get to watch the whole thing because I fell asleep. I tried my hardest to sit on the couch. I cannot finish it. I cannot watch it.
That means it's boring.
Oh, no. Never
That's
boring.
What that
no,
means.
I fell asleep. I fell asleep before
Next
me
story.
And I couldn't even watch it. I went on Twitter and I saw all the things that was going on just so I could have something to talk about for the tea. Sis had on a Howard University sweatshirt. Yes, H-U, no. She had the babies out there. She had the rehearsals. I'm here for it. If y'all got Netflix or B-Flix, what's we calling it? But till further notice, it's B-Flix. Make sure y'all tune in. All right? Oh, she also dropped a live album of the Coachella performance.
B-Flix,
really? Yes. B-Flix.
Are we done?
Yeah, we finished, I guess. If you want to be thinking about it, yes, we finished.
B-Flix.
Well, you want me to call it Beth-Flix? That make you feel better?
I won't call it what it is. Netflix.
Well, either way, I'm not paying for it. It's fine. Moving on. That's it for the tea.
All right, that's it, man. We got more on the flip side. Keep it right here.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.